Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Once again, we find ourselves in a public area. An area, however, that has been dedicated for a very long time to the things which are sacred in this land. Today, you've gazed upon amazing restorations of ancient art. Did you ever wonder when you were looking at it about the soul of the painter? Now I ask that because in this series of channels, this being number 3, I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to wait until there are more. I want more Italians to talk to about the soul and what it might be that you don't realize. You know, those who are responsible even for this building believed in an eternal soul, that it went somewhere, that it did something, regardless of whether it was hooked to that which is their doctrine or their dogma. There was the belief that the soul lives on. It does, dear ones. And what it means truly is that regardless of what you've been told or you think, the soul is multidimensional. It is beyond anything that you are in here called Earth. And I say in here because it's an enclosed reality. What I want to get at is what I'm going to talk about later, and that is there is no death. Is it possible that that artist was actually there watching you watch the paintings that the artist did? As far-fetched as that might be, I will tell you there is a multidimensional aspect that says yes, that there is an awareness after death, and I'm going to talk about that later. Dear ones, this is a joyful bit of information for so many. Even 4 of you here need to hear this, that there is no death, that there is an element which lives on, perhaps even with you, and you can feel them. This would be part of the shift. The very aspect and paradigm of death itself and what happens to the soul starts to shift slightly in the new paradigm past 2012. In the last channel, we started telling you that the prophets of old started foretelling of a shift. It would be a shift more than just consciousness. It would be dramatic. In the calendars of the ancients, I speak of the Maya, the 5,125-year calendar ceased to exist. It was the end of the calendar. 5,125 years, approximately, as measured by the precession of the equinox of the Earth times 5. I'm not going to explain that. I'm just going to tell you that it comes from the stars. It comes from astronomy. That calendar talked about consciousness, and it ended in 2012. To many, this was frightening. It didn't just change. It didn't become another color. They tore it down. It was gone. December 21, 2012 was the middle of the Earth's wobble of 26,000 years before it started again, representing a 36-year window. It's astronomy, and it's also sacred prophecy from the ancients, long before any prophet that you've ever seen, that you call yours. And in this, there is a story in itself. And the story is that there is more than just a change of consciousness. It is a change of dimensionality. Now, the Mayans didn't know anything about dimension. Neither did those who prophesied this this time of consciousness togetherness, this time of the potential, if you didn't destroy each other, that instead there would be a sweep of human consciousness that had been coming, that would then start to develop and evolve to something higher than it has ever been. That is where you are now. And you're starting to see it even in your news in this 2018 time. It's starting to happen with those who are coming together instead of tearing things apart. But dimensionality? How could this be? Dear ones, it's tied to that which is you. It's tied to the reality and the paradigm you live in. What's real and what is not to you? And this is where it gets very interesting and why it's so difficult. For some of you, even in this group, to understand what's coming. And that's not any criticism. That's a habit. Let me tell you something about this. You have what I will call the habit of mythology. Things that you believe, true or not, that have worked in your life, you put upon yourself as a badge of reality. And even if you're shown something that is obviously different, changing, better, you will often say, not for me. I'm not comfortable going there. And that is so understandable. But it also keeps an entire generation in the same mythology, in the same place that they have always been. It's a very interesting position to be in when you look around and see how it might work. You might have heard of chaos theory. Now, I'm not going to explain that to you. I'm just going to give you the same word in another paradigm. Some of you have been watching what the young people are interested in. And it's frustrating because it looks like they're not interested in much at all. In fact, the things that your parents told you you should do are not being followed at all by the younger generation. They're not interested in setting a goal. Did you notice? They're not interested in doing what you were told is needed to exist in your culture. It would seem that what they think and what they do and where they go is chaotic to some. Now, let me say something to you, dear ones. One human's chaos is another human system. And what I mean by that is what looks chaotic to you may be a beautiful understanding of a new consciousness of togetherness, understanding that intuition will guide them to the right place, that they don't have to decide 8 years out what's going to happen or what they want to do or what they're interested in. That they'll go day by day and understand they might be guided to the right place and find their bliss and find their passion, and that's not what you were taught. Turn the page. Now you look into the future and you see the same. You don't truly understand the energy that is coming. In fact, some of you are frightened of it because it isn't what you're used to. It's not comfortable. And there's a tendency then to walk away from it or fear it or say, that's not for me, including channeling. All of these things slowly will be revealed to such a degree that you might even remember this day and this message and say, I wonder if he was right. I wonder if this was real. I wonder if things are really changing to this degree. And then there will be those who hear the message and say, it's good to hear good news. And then something bad will happen. They said, well, I knew it would be false. Because you don't give the attribute of humanism credit. 2 steps forward, 1 step back. It's difficult to go into a future that is nothing, that is a dimension you have not seen. And what is this dimensionality anyway? I'm going to tell you what I told the group that I was with on the Danube. I'm going to tell you this that I've said before, that history repeats itself. Did you notice? history repeats itself. And this is part of physics. The parts of the atomic structure that you look at and you study, some of the quantum parts are time particles. Time is not linear. It doesn't go one direction, but it looks that way to you. And the frustration for you is that you tend to run over the same energies and create the same issues. So much is this true that futurists have looked at the Earth right now and say it is way overdue for a war. And that is a statement that says this, that there's a war schedule. And that war schedule is the time fractal repeating itself over and over. And those who study this see the pattern. And that is frightening to so many people. They say, well, when will this happen? If you're overdue, that says, well, it's coming. And here's what I want to tell you. When you have a dimensional shift, it changes the circle of time. And what I told your Hungarian neighbors, if you're European, is that they can no longer judge the future by the past. And now that's the message I will give to this group and anyone listening right now. There is a tendency to take everything that you believe and have been taught, including those things with our truth and mythology that are pasted upon you from birth, and not cross through that veil of dimensionality called the future. Because it's too hard to go to a place you've never been in your thinking. It's too difficult. And there are those of you who said, I'm too old to go there. Not understanding it might even extend your life if you gave it a chance. If you took a look at it and said, I wonder if this is so, that we're not going to go into trouble again in the same way. Oh, it's difficult to know because there is no prophecy for the time. Did you notice? All the prophecies of old, including those of Scripture, Nostradamus, Casey, all of these things are not happening. Not happening. And that is because you moved off of the old track and the old reality. All around you, you look at that old reality. The potentials, all of these things, you can look at them, you can celebrate them, and put them into a book called history, not future. So this is what we talk about when we talk about the shift, a real event prophesied, one that was guided by the stars and astronomy, and one that has a very long track record with multiple indigenous people for thousands of years, all talking about the potential of now. Now, what made the difference is this. You went through that shift, and other civilizations that you do not know about, that you've never been taught about, that were here on this planet, did not. You are number 5, dear ones. And number 4 is hard to describe to you because you'd have to dig to find it. There are those archaeologists who are just now finding it. And some are so much in the old paradigm, they deny it and cover it up. Number 3 will never be found as well as 1 and 2. They're too old. They've been washed away. They've been eroded. But number 4 is findable. And when you see a civilization before you thought there was one, remember these words. There are those who didn't make it, who destroyed themselves on purpose. And you were about to do the same. And you know it. And you didn't. And that's the celebration. And that's the paradigm shift. That's the good news. That's the joy. And in that, there is even a change in your multidimensionality of your Merkaba and what it is and what it will become, and your ability to sense those who perhaps have even passed over that you thought you would never sense again. That's how profound the soul is. I'm going to tell you more about that as time goes on. Some of the things I talk about will be cryptic to you. You may want to listen again. But even if they are, I want you to remember this message. This shift was for you, old soul. So many of you who sit and listen are aware of the shift. Don't fear it. Embrace the change. Let this beautiful love from the Creator pour into you and say, that's free choice. Did you notice that no matter what the spiritual system, they're aware of the duality? The duality of choice for humanity. Every single spiritual system has that. And that is the free choice that brings you here. That's the free choice that creates a planet that is beyond the calendar, brand new, with a track before it that it has never trod on before. That ought to excite you, dear ones, and not frighten you. There's more. There's a lot more. But for now, it's enough. And so it is.